The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
You know, I treat them all the same. They're all huge to me, you know. Obviously, playing a team that is talented as they are, that's done what they've done the last 3-4 years with all the games they've won, it's a huge challenge. And one that we will accept and try and go up there and get a W. But every NFL game is a game that I cherish.
Well, for the 12th straight time, the Broncos and Vic Fangio will take aim at the Kansas City Chiefs with the goal of trying to beat them. Something they haven't done for the last 11 meetings. Mark, as you look ahead to this matchup, just kind of a general overview. The Broncos will have to do what in order to win this game?
They're going to have to shut down Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. And how do you do that? Especially come the red zone. Who's your matchup guy? You know, I watched the Giants play them. Keep two safeties over the top, play them fairly conservative, make them throw it underneath, and matched up James Bradbury on Travis Kelce, man-to-man. So put the corner on the tight end, and then they try to double-team Tyreek Hill, you know, kind of in and out bracket, out of, you know, low and high kind of trail and somebody over the top. And they limited them to, I don't know, 20, 23 points, something of that nature. In that game, so they did a pretty good job of limiting their big time production from those two guys, those two cats. So you're going to have to shut down those two guys, and you know, and hopefully you can keep them down into the 20s and give yourself a shot.
Next on the Morning Brew,
now brought up by Landeskog. Here comes Landeskog for Soderberg.
Good old reliable Benny there.
Yes.
With the highlight. The Avalanche, back at it. They're on the road. Both the Nuggets and Avs on the road this week. Nuggets in Orlando. Nikola Jokic fresh off smacking down the Heat and then going out and partying at South Beach with his brothers.
Yeah.
It was at a nightclub in which they played the Serbian national anthem.
Saw it. Good for them.
He tried to dance to it. Nikola Jokic. Wonderful basketball player. Suffers the same affliction guys like you and I suffer when it comes to dancing.
Oh, whoa, don't lump me in.
Oh, really?
Don't lump me in.
Oh, you got some moves? Oh, really?
Oh.
What do you do? The lawnmower?
What do I do?
The sprinkler? What do you do?
The sprinkler head. I got them all. I go, yeah. Yeah, well, I'll electric slide on your ass. Ain't no question. Yeah. That's, I'm electric slide chairing right now.
You can't see it.
Sure. Who doesn't?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So the Nuggets taking on Orlando. Avalanche start off a Canadian swing.
Oh, hey.
As they take on Toronto.
Toronto.
I know the players love these Canadian swings. You know, so many of them are Canadian, so many memories, oh. So many... family members, Toronto tonight, Montreal tomorrow, Ottawa on Saturday.
You suppose when they go on the Canadian swings, the accents just get really loose?
Oh, you know they get thick.
You know they're a booting everything. Right? A boot this, a boot that. Against organizations. I mean, it's just like, it's like a whole nother language.
They're on the bus, you know, and...
Mm.
Player leans over the back of the seat. What are you guys talking about? That kind of thing?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Who are we going up against tonight?
Yeah.
Right? That kind of thing?
Yes, exactly.
Comes thicker, huh?
Oh, you know it does. You know it
it's
does.
Like when I'm back east with the Treehouse
game. Oh, exactly.
It comes out a little bit more. You know
this
what I mean?
Baseball, Atlanta.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Next on the Morning Brew.
Whoa.
So, this is the fun time in the offseason in baseball. By the way, enjoy it because the work stoppage is scheduled to begin tomorrow. There's a very good chance we could have a lockout in baseball. They didn't get a contract done. They didn't get a new collective bargaining agreement done. Or they just been kind of going year by year based on COVID. Isn't that hilarious? Major League Baseball teams have literally been handing out hundreds of millions of dollars in contracts the last week. And we're going to have a work stoppage over the economics of baseball.
Right. We just don't have any money.
We just don't have any money. Unbelievable. But it's a fun time for deals. It's a fun time for speculation. Rumors. What do you make? You think there's anything to the idea of the Rockies being interested in a former Cub, spend his time with San Francisco, Chris Bryant?
Oh, do I think there's truth to the rumor that he'd be interested in him?
Well, wait a minute now. They were interested in bringing back Matt Holliday and then purposely offered him a deal that right. sounded good to Rocky fans. Wow, he turned that amount of money down, but doing so full well, knowing that he was going to get millions more right. on the open market. So is this, we're interested in Chris Bryant, or we're interested in Chris Bryant to the point that we will go to whatever it takes to close the deal for Chris Bryant?
Well, they were interested in John Gray.
Uh-huh.
And then they offered him that $18 million qualifier. Oh, wait. No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't. No, they're interested. They're not interested at market value. Is the other thing you have to ask yourself, is Chris Bryant interested in the Rockies? There's a difference between being interested in a team that you know you'll take a hometown discount, or you'll take a little bit of a discount to go to because you know you have a chance to win a championship. If you're going to sign a free agent here, don't you have to pay him more than market value?
Well, a pitcher, yes. A hitter, maybe not.
Well, the swings, I mean, for hitters, the swings, the splits between home and away, and, you know, I mean, no matter what you do as a hitter, if you want accolades, you know, the baseball can be a fairly selfish sport because it's always about your numbers, not about the team as much as it is about your numbers. And so if you come to Coors Field and you rake and you're good, but there's other people that are right there neck and neck with you, those guys go to All-Star games, not you, because you've got Coors Field. I don't know. I just, how interested is he? Is he interested in winning championships? Because if he is, he's not going to sign here.
He got a championship with the Cubbies. Maybe he looks at it and says, hey, I'll take a big payday. Come to Colorado. Relaxing place to play. I'll put up huge numbers.
You play in front of big crowds.
Big crowds. Especially when the Cubs come to town.
Big crowd.
Cardinals. Next on the Morning Brew.
We'll hand it to Zeus. He's into the red zone and off to the end zone. Touchdown! Straight ahead run. Just flew right by the South Carolina defense. 22 yards on the touchdown burst by Zamir White.
Georgia Bulldog Radio. College football playoff rankings. Georgia 1, Michigan 2, Alabama 3, Cincinnati 4.
Oh, you know the committee did that through clenched teeth.
Yes.
You're right.
And then they're sitting there looking at Oklahoma State 5, Notre Dame 6. They are so desperately rooting for Cincinnati and Oklahoma State to lose.
Lose so they can slide Notre Dame up there.
So that Notre Dame, who doesn't have to play in a conference championship game, gets to just sit around and then get elevated.
Get smashed in the first round of the playoffs. Regardless who they are.
So
if they got the 4, they'd have to play Georgia, right?
Right.
Just get smashed by 45.
So what would you root for? Would you root for that scenario, or would you root for Cincinnati or Oklahoma State to win to keep Notre Dame out? I don't want Notre Dame in there.
I know I'm rooting. I'm a small school guy. I mean, Cincinnati is a big school compared to where I went. So I want Cincinnati to go in there and ruffle some feathers. I'd love to. Could you imagine if Cincinnati ended up being in and playing Georgia and beating them?
What would the line be on that game?
30.
I was gonna say 24, but okay.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean, come on. Can you imagine that happening? That would be, it'd be the greatest thing ever and the worst thing ever all at the same time. Imagine watching all the fat cats sweat, just sweat bullets because now it'd be like when the Rockies went to the World Series and yet every time they were on ESPN, let's introduce you to Colorado.
Oh, that was the funniest thing. That was so funny. It was like the people around ESPN was like, oh shoot,
right.
The Rockies are in the World Series.
Right.
And literally for the next week, they did like Colorado Rockies 101.
Right.
To introduce them to the whole nation.
Let's introduce you to baseball in the Rockies. Yeah.
All right. I'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you every morning at 6:30. Up next, a lot to react to from the Rockies offseason moves and the Broncos. Is this the week they break through? Do they have to break through in order to impress you? That's next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.